Yes, people, we are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Mandem United podcast, the podcast dedicated to all things Manchester United. So please keep all your comments, all your questions Manchester United related, please. People, Manchester United must make it through to the FA Cup final. That's why I titled this episode that, because we must win. You know what I'm saying? Word to Saeed, when you must, you didn't must. Manchester United must. It's Coventry City in the FA Cup semi-final. Championship Coventry City. We must do the business. So we'll be discussing all those things. Warrior J's already put it in the comment section in regards to Garnacho apologising to Ten Hag as well. And obviously, we'll be discussing those two things I just mentioned and any questions you lot have in the chat as well. But before we get into the show, make sure you hit the like button on the video. So important you do that, whether you're watching this live right now, watching this back after the live, whether you're listening on the audio platform, please make sure you just hit that. Make sure if you're listening on the audio platform, you hit the follow button or whatever platform. But yes, make sure you hit the like button on the video. Please share across all the socials as well. You see it there. And that's me, Flawless, at Sarcasm City TV. Across all socials, that Twitter/X and Instagram, and please subscribe to the channel Sarcasm City TV as well. And when you subscribe, make sure you hit the notification bell as well. And we'll get to before we get into it, gotta bring in my Don from Big Six Bands. You already know my like Corey's in the cut. Yes, Corey, what are you telling me, fam? You good? You on mute, fam? You good? You're mute. Yo, you're on mute, family. I'll let you do your thing. It's calm. Now you still you still on mute, fam.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Can you hear me now? Bro, yeah, I swear now, first of all, I put Vaseline on there. It looked like a little bit mad. Second of all, why? What's Zidane like? I don't want to... Like, I'm not speaking.
We can go there. You're talking about Zidane, the Bayern Munich. You're talking about the Bayern Munich link.
Yeah, like I don't want to like jump into that because, like, I wanted him before Ten Hag, and then I found out he didn't even want to coach. So I don't even want to speak about it unless I see concrete links to Zidane coming to Manchester United. I don't believe in nothing. Nothing. I'm tired of doing the "this person's coming to my club." I'm gassed, I'm excited. Then they don't come. And then they sign for an op. I'm not with it, bro. I'm not with it. I'm not doing it. Like, you can't trick me. Fool me once, bro. Real talk, man.
Because it took me by surprise, the Zidane to Bayern Munich, because it seemed he was either gonna go back to Madrid at PSG. Or the French national job. So for him to be like linked to Bayern Munich, which actually when you look at it, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Him going to Bayern Munich considering the situation they're in makes sense. Now if Tuchel picks up a Champions League, then maybe not as good a situation, but it's still Bayern Munich and you're still gonna get the funds to dominate in Germany and you're still gonna get the funds to be competitive and win the Champions League as well. So it works out for him, to be honest. If it does, but it just goes to show no one would have suspected that. If somebody would have suggested that, people would have shut that down instantly. Someone would have said, yeah, Zidane to Bayern Munich. And I'm not sure about the source. Someone let me know in the chat. But it goes to show how I don't even know just if he's going Bayern, but the fact that it's come about, if somebody else would have suggested that, that would have been shut down completely. Like that, there's no way. He's either going back to Real Madrid, like I said, he's going PSG, or he's waiting for the French national job. But we'll see. Zidane's in a good situation still. So it depends on what he decides to do.
I just want to make things clear as well. Like, a lot of people are saying, oh, Zidane won't come Man United because he doesn't want to build a team. Like, just because we haven't seen Zidane do it doesn't mean he can't do it. He's never needed to do it. That's the thing. So, like, don't write him off in the sense where he can't rebuild a club. He's just never needed to because he was at Real Madrid with Galacticos. Like, he has, like, to be a manager, you have to have that other side to you as well. It may not be as good, I don't know, but you definitely need to have that other side to you to become a professional coach anyway. So,
I get your point.
That can be known too.
I get your overall point. It will be interesting. Do I think he goes to Bayern Munich. No, I personally think I agree with Daniel. I think he's waiting on the French national job. However, if let's say he prefers to go in back into club management rather than international management, I think waiting at Real Madrid is his best bet. Again, though, it depends on what Ancelotti does. If Ancelotti's still there, etc., it might be a back again team. It's better than PSG.
That's his, what, third time, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be the third time, but it's not like he's not had success there twice. It's not like going back to your ex where you're like, it didn't work out.
Oh,
it worked. The first time he was there, it worked. The second time he was there, it worked. So why would you not? When you look at it from a club perspective, let's say Ancelotti doesn't win the Champions League and then he leaves, and he leaves this summer. That's the best job for him. I think it's better than Bayern Munich. It's better than PSG.
I think Ancelotti leaves next summer. And I think,
okay, let's say hypothetically it's the summer after, yeah, then I still think that's the best job, unless there is some major change at one of the major European clubs. I think it's a better option for him than Bayern Munich. It's definitely better than PSG, because PSG has become less lucrative now, yeah, than when we were talking about it 2 years ago or 18 months, yeah, ago, with Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe all leaving. They were talking about a rebuild at Manchester United. When Mbappe leaves, they're going to have to go again.
Mm. But then it's like, I think Xavi Alonso goes Real Madrid.
You think Xavi Alonso ends up at Real
Madrid? I think Xavi Alonso goes Real Madrid. Like, that's,
that makes sense.
That is the only reason why he's saying that, in my personal opinion, saying that Leverkusen. Because I think he goes Real Madrid.
You think he was just waiting? Ancelotti. He's like, all right, once Ancelotti leaves, he's like, you know what? Instead of going Liverpool, let me just go there. Now, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think... I just think it makes so much sense for Xavi to go Real Madrid.
Yeah, like, nah, it does.
It
does make sense for him to go. Yeah, because he's always going to get linked to Liverpool and Real Madrid. It looks like Amorim's going Liverpool, so him there makes sense. But yeah, with Zidane, it's like it depends on what he wants to do. Like I said, international management overall, I think the French national job is the best one for him, in particular if France don't win Euros this summer. That's what it all depends on. That's how I'm looking at it. Because whoever it's Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, France, let's say it's those three, what they win would then say, you don't want to follow someone who's either won a Champions League or just won an international tournament.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. Because then you can't beat what they did. You can only match it. So you can either fail or match it. Like if Ancelotti wins the Champions League and then leaves, and then you go there and win the Champions League, you matched it. But if you go there and fall short, then you failed. Same way with Bayern Munich. Let's say Tuchel wins it and leaves. Or same way with Deschamps at the international level. Because it's like he would have won a World Cup and a Euros.
That's true.
That French team is stacked. Like, that's a team you want to manage. Because that talent, not only do they have a lot of talented players, it's not like it's old and it's like, oh, it's the final shot for them. Look at the age of their players. And you know with how the way France are producing players, you're going to have more. More talent is going to come from Leclerc Fontaine. So, we'll see. But, people, just to clarify, it's how much me and Corey don't want to talk about Manchester United that, you know, we're 15 minutes in. And we spoke about Zidane, Alonso, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, the French national job.
we all know the rule. We all know what needs to be done this Sunday. Like, there's nothing to speak about. There's nothing to say. Yes. Like, if you don't win, I have to laugh because, like, if you don't win, like,
if you don't win, bro, you're looking at me funny.
I wouldn't. What can I say?
Yeah, that's it. I was saying this just before on the back again. I said, if we don't win this game, sack him before he reaches the tunnel. You know, like in America where you get served your papers. Like, if you're getting chased down for child support or chased down for a divorce or whatever the case may be, man, the guy should be in the tunnel with the papers right there if we don't win. If we do not get to the FA Cup final, if we fail to beat Coventry, I don't care if it's normal time, extra time, or penalties. If we don't beat Coventry,
if we don't win,
he does not come back to London. I mean, he does not come back to Manchester. Leave him in London. Leave him in London.
Yeah.
Leave him in London. I'm not hearing anything. There's no excuse. As much as I don't rate this manager, as much as I don't rate this bunch of players, we are better than Coventry. You are a championship outfit. There are a whole league.
By a long mile. by a long bar, we are.
There are, yes. Yes, we are much better. Don't get fooled because, oh, they beat Wolves and Rotterdam. We are Manchester United still. We should still get back. And again, people, is it going to look pretty? Absolutely not. Are we going to put in a great performance? No. Are we going to put in a good performance? Absolutely not.
No.
Win the game.
It'll be cagey. It'll be very cagey. Yes, it'll be cagey. Right, to win. It'll be a cagey game. I'll say how it is. Because, like, at least Coventry have some sort of, like, tactical nous. Like, they know what they're doing. They know when to run, when to make plays. We don't know that stuff. Like, that's all new. Like, literally football for dummies. Like, bro. Real shit. Like, it's literally football for dummies. So I don't expect, unless we just literally just blitz them, like just our attack, all our attacks are going in. Literally all our attacks are going in. That's what it needs to be. Because I'm not going to see, listen, if it hits 45 minutes, if it hits half time and we're not like 2-0 up, I'm not watching the rest of the game, bro. Why should I actually watch the rest of that game? There's no need for me to, bro.
I remember 1-0 up at halftime, but just score the first goal. Just, I can't believe I'm saying
if we concede, I'm switching it off there and then.
No, we conceded. We conceded.
I know, if we concede first, I'm switching it off. There
that's unacceptable. Conceding first is unacceptable.
Yeah.
And right, just the thing is, even though we said it laughing, he's right. When he says it's going to be a cagey affair, I agree. Yeah. I said 2-1 Manchester United. If we win 1-0, it would not surprise me.
We're actually that bad, bro. We're really that bad. Real shit, we're actually terrible. I don't expect nothing from this team. If I'm being honest.
Apart from just for them to continue to to deliver under my expectations.
That's
the only thing. As low as I think they can sink, there's always a new level. That's one thing. You think we can't sink any lower, and you're like, no, it can't get any worse than this, and you're already going into games fearing the worst, they find a new low. Whether it's performance, whether it's a result, whether it's a mix of both, whether it's the way we concede, whether it's game management, like Chelsea, for instance.
Yeah.
That was a new low. It was that worst case scenario, you get out there with a draw. Worst case scenario, you're leading the game in the 86th minute. You concede late, all right, cool. But then just 3 days before that, we conceded late against Brentford to cost us 2 points. And that's bad. And you think it can't get any worse if we do the same against Chelsea. And then the game after, who did we play?
We won out. We actually lost 3 points. Like we didn't get a point. We won out. See, we won out. We didn't get any points on that one. Now,
yeah, we drew against Brentford and then lost to Chelsea. And then who did we play after that? Was it Liverpool game? And we conceded late again.
Yeah.
It was the Liverpool game, wasn't it? So see that 3 games in a row. Just when you think, all right, one off. And then you think, all right, we just conceded too late to Chelsea. They're going to be in training sessions, and that's going to be top of on the board. That's going to be top of the list.
We are leading
the game. Don't concede late. This is what we do. And then we go and concede late, foolishly, to Liverpool. And then the performance in that game. Yeah, man, Jez, this is the trenches of the trenches. Without that, man, I feel we joking. This is serious business. But back to what Corey said. Yeah, we must.
Then we go to Bournemouth, and I've seen one of the worst performances I've ever seen in my life.
And then
I felt like the refs just felt bad for us and gave us that penalty, because that was not a pen, bro. It was not a pen. Like, I'll be real, it generally wasn't a pen. And somehow we've gotten it, and credit to Bruno for scoring it, but yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And then even late on the Kambawala free kick at the end, I thought, here we go again, we conceded late. I thought it was a penalty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fortunately enough,
I thought that was a pen too.
I thought it was going to be 4 games in a row we conceded late to drop us points. I was like,
How about this? I turned the TV off. I turned it off. I'm not watching this.
That's it. And Jersey, you're spot on. He says, if United lose, I agree. Even though I don't support United, someone needs to get sacked before that. If we don't win this game, the manager needs to be gone. And the players, yo, let them take a coach home.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Not a train, 100%. Not a plane, coach. That's what they never need to take home.
Or literally, make your own way home.
Make your own way home. Make your own way home. Shout whoever you need. Shout your family members. Shout whoever you need to make you way home.
I'm not making your way home. Yeah,
we have to beat Coventry
City. Go halves on the cab. Do what you need to do.
Halves on an Uber and that. Like, because I'm looking here one second. Because Lewis was looking at this before. Like their results, because I know they just lost to Birmingham. Let me have a look. Let me actually pull it. Yeah, they lost 3-0 to Birmingham last Saturday. It was the 13th. So I'm looking here. Oh, they lost 3-0 to Birmingham, lost 2-1 to Southampton, beat Leeds 2-1, lost to Cardiff. So basically, they've lost 3 out of their last 4. So they're not even in form going into this game.
We're
going to make it cagey. They've won 2 out of their last 5 in the league. They're currently sat 8. Bear in mind, they lost to Birmingham, who are 21st in the championship. So Birmingham are battling relegation. So just to clarify. And big up to you, Ryan, who says, big up from NY. I support the two biggest teams in the world, Chelsea and the Knicks. Big up to you, man. Let me know what you think about the Knicks in the playoffs. You lot getting through that first round? Let me know. Genuinely interested to know, Ryan. Let me know. I know you lot finished second. And make sure you get over to the playback, because we'll be doing NBA playoff watch-alongs all over there. And tonight we're doing Pelicans Kings as well. And Stephanie G said it right. Yeah, the managerial merry-go-round is about to start. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, Jez, Corey mentioned this. I think Carlo stays one more season since Madrid are eyeing Alonso. I think Fabrizio mentioned it before. Yeah, it makes sense. Well, 110%
makes sense. I just think that's the next step for him.
Yeah, no, I get that without doubt. But you lot get your questions in as well. And let me actually get to what Ten Hag's saying. Anthony and Scott McTominay, I expect them to be back. Scott didn't train all week. Partial on Wednesday. Today, I expect him fully. Anthony did train all week. So they'll probably both be in contention. This has got McTominay winner written all over it, to be honest. This type of game. And Ten Hag on Garnacho's social media activity. Alejandro is a young player and has a lot to learn. He apologized for it, and after that, we move on. Thoughts on Garnacho apologizing for liking the tweets from Goldbridge?
Well, bro, I'm sorry to say, I'm not trying to. There's no side. By the way, I'm taking no sides on this. But if Sancho did apologize, that would you'd probably get the same reaction. If I'm being honest, we'll just say that's it. It's done. So. You know, because I'm pretty sure everyone, I didn't even look at this, but I know for a fact that everyone compared it to Sancho's situation.
Oh, yeah, facts.
I know everyone did. So, but Garnacho's taken that step of maturity to actually just go and apologise.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas maybe Sancho didn't feel the need to, and obviously they're two separate situations, which I totally understand. But, you know, maybe in your head, if you just say I'm sorry, that's it.
I think he just didn't think he was wrong. Number one and two, he was like, I'm not going to play regardless. They are two separate situations. What I don't like is the whole difference in energy from people in regards to it's two different scenarios. Garnacho did nothing wrong, but Garnacho felt he done something wrong. That's why he apologized. So why was you not on Garnacho's case about it? That's my biggest issue.
Yeah,
that's my biggest problem.
I agree.
Yeah, do I think Garnacho, I think he was wrong to be liking tweets. Yeah, I think there's another way to go about it. You could chat to the manager. I think, it's just a liking of the tweets. I would have respected the word, but I would have understood it more if he would have just tweeted himself. Because Ten Hag didn't mention him by name, but I say this all the time, publicly criticizing players for mistakes, never. You open that door for this type of stuff to happen. That's where Ten Hag's at fault. He didn't need to mention that in particular, with Garnacho making a mistake. He didn't mention him by name. To me, he wasn't too harsh. But Garnacho's not done the best in regards to liking tweets, talking about, it's the liking of and what the tweet said. That's what it was. Or there's players who have done much less than Garnacho, and Garnacho saved his job and so you implying that you've been you've implied, you are letting us know that you think you are you have performed better than your teammates and you've saved the manager's job. You ain't performed well this season. Just because you perform better than Rashford don't mean nothing, because Rashford's been awful. Or you perform better than Antony. Like, let's not do that.
I do think he performed one of the best out of the team, though. I think
they could have put me or you on the wing, Corey, and we would have performed better than them.
Yeah, it's true.
We would have tried hard. Word to my man, best out of a bad bunch. We would at least went out there and just ran laps. Yeah. That's what we would have done. We would have just ran laps. Like, but he apologized. We move on. And like I said, it's water under the bridge. I don't have any issue with either side, to be honest. I don't think Ten Hag was too harsh in his post-match interview. It's more so, like I said, the liking of the tweets and what he said, rather than actually address the issue. You had a poor game. You had a poor game. Like, that's just what it was. You performed poorly. We all watched. And you've been performing poorly, Garnacho. Exactly. You ain't performed well this season. You ain't had a good season. And you're not even in a good run of form now. But, hey, you used to that home. Ed says, Roberto De Zerbi most likely won't become Bayern's coach. Zinedine Zidane also isn't a hot topic. That's from @Kerry_Howard, that's Sky Germany. Thoughts on De Zerbi? I know we spoke about him before, but would you take him at United this summer? You against it? Are you like, all right, cool. Yeah, yeah, De Zerbi. Yeah.
Well, if I had a choice. Right.
Yeah, your choice. Yeah.
I'm taking Zidane, bro. Like, there's not even a discussion, bro. It's not a discussion. He oozes mentality. He oozes winning. He's such a figure that,
facts?
Like, you even if you didn't know him somehow and you watch football, even if you didn't know him, like, you'd. He just seems like a person you'd listen to. He looks like a person you should listen to.
And the reason why he oozes, like you said, mentality or quality, because he's the only manager who's succeeded at the highest level who was also a world-class player. So you're going to listen to him doubly, because it's like, right, not only were you at a point the best player on the planet, and you won everything there was as a player, you then went into management and did the same. So I hear you with that. Trust me. I hear you with that.
Literally, but it's a dream. It's gospel, bro. It's gospel. He's done it both. It's legit gospel, bro. Like, he's done it both. He's won it in player and manager. What more do you want?
Like, you're not going to question him. You're right. Go on, carry on.
Don't question nothing he says. If he told you to do something, do it. Don't even bat an eye. If he came to Manchester United and I'm seeing, the players are a bit fed up with training, and I will lose it. I will lose my mind. How dare you? How dare you? Do you know who he is? literally, do you know who he is? Like, real talk.
Facts. It's like people don't understand and realize who he is. Like, some people don't. Thing is, like, if we signed him as a manager, I'd have him as a player manager. Hey, get him in the midfield. I know he better than our midfield. I know he better than Bruno. I already know this. He better than Bruno right now at 50 plus, however old he is. He's probably 50. Plus. I know he better than Bruno now. What's his age? Let me know in the chat. Hey, a little cameo off the bench, man. 20 minutes off the bench.
Give me 2 seconds.
That's where I'm at. Yeah, no stress, man. Do your thing. It's all good. Let's see what else you lot are saying as well. Warrior J says, Ten Hag on Casemiro. I think we needed the 6 when I arrived here last season. Casemiro is fantastic. I don't think he ever scored so many goals as well, but as a 6, a holding midfielder, strategist, he was so important. He was so important for the team. Absolutely. His form's been poor as of late, and he's not been good this season, but I get what Ten Hag is saying here, because I didn't realize how good Casemiro was going forward. But obviously, you're at Madrid, you don't need to do that. When you're in the midfield with Modric, Cruz, and you have Ronaldo, Benzema, and Bale in front of you, you don't need to attack. You just need to go around the pitch, win the ball back, and pass it to one of those 5. That's legit all you need to do, and that's your job. Like, that's it. That is legit all you have to do. But yeah, you're surprised because he is a threat, in particular from set pieces as well. I had no idea that Casemiro was such a threat going forward.
Yeah.
But you're just talking here about Ten Hag. This is the comment talking about we needed a six, and Casemiro's fantastic. I don't think he's ever scored so many goals as well, but as a six. But I just don't think he's a long six. I look at him now. I think he's capable of playing in a double pivot like he did last season, or an eight, because I think he's good enough on the ball to do that. But again, it ties into styles and how you're trying to play. And that's why you need to master, because no one, it's only with him people say that. Like, that's the thing. It's only with him. No one talks about, like, Modric. You know, it says, oh, Modric ain't got the legs. Because, you know, like, he's Modric. Yeah, like, they put him in his. Like, that's what it is. But I think he's mobile enough. But, again, look at Maino, who's 18. Sometimes he looks like he don't have the legs.
Yeah.
And that's Maino, who's 18, just because of our midfield in the way. Because you're in there by yourself.
Maybe that's it's the tactics.
Maybe. Just maybe it's the tactics. Maybe it's the tactics. Ed says, big red flag for Zidane is his tactics, though, was criticized heavy for not having a style. You know what his style is, Ed? I hear you. And normally, logically, I would 110% agree with you. But you know what his style is? Winning. That's his style. If you win, what did he win? Two champs in a row or something like that? Or was it three champs in a row? Hey, whatever you're doing, like, as Corey was saying, you pay attention to whatever he says, he's the exception to the rule. I'm winning.
Big red flag. Red flag is there? There's no red flag. Like, literally, if you don't believe, how about this? He's so gone. Yeah, his mind in football is so gone that you believe he hasn't got tactics. But he's won three Champions Leagues in a row.
Yeah,
think about it.
I would disagree. Yeah, I think he has tactics. The style thing I hear, because I didn't watch them like that. But he has tactics. I don't think you just fluke it like that.
It's just that he. Mm. How about this? With that team, you didn't need to show tactics. You didn't need to see style. There's no. The team was so good, so gone. He probably they barely even trained. How about this? I don't even think they trained too tough.
Is it fair to say that? Combined as a midfield trio and a front trio, maybe bar Barcelona, we haven't seen Bell in the modern times.
I agree.
With Casemiro, Cruz, and Modric, Bale. Yeah. Let me know in the chat, people, outside of the Barcelonas. So outside of Messi, Neymar, Suarez, Busquets, Xavi, and Iniesta, put that one to the side. Casemiro, Cruz, Modric, Bale, Benzema, Ronaldo. What is like the other threes that are that good? So a midfield trio and a front trio at the same time, people. Like, what would you say is 3, 4, 5, 6? Like, in terms of that? Because I can't remember anything close to that. If anyone knows in the chat, let me know. It don't have to be of that level, but I'm saying, what's the third? What's the fourth? In the past, I'll say, let's say past 10, 15 years, people. That's what I want to know. Since 2010 type thing.
I can't lie. Right. I think that MSN midfield was ridiculous as well. Because I think Busquets is the greatest CDM of our generation. I can't lie to you. I think he's the greatest CDM of our generation. And I think, what's his name? Rakitic was just, he was so underrated. Like, it was dumb how good he was.
That's why I said Busquets, Iniesta, and Xavi, and then you got MSN. So take that one, take that six aside, take those six, put those six to the side, because that's up there with the Real Madrid one. What are the others? If anyone knows in the chat, let me know. In the past 10, 15 years, what are the others that have been like a combined six of a midfield trio and an attacking trio? Last 10, 15 years,
I'll be real, that Man City one with Fernandinho was dumb. Fernandinho, Silva, and
De Bruyne.
Yeah.
And then what was their front three at that time? I can't remember what the front three was.
I think it was like Sane, Aguero, and Sterling.
Yeah, that's cool.
That team was very dumb.
Hey, Ed, what was the Centurions? I can't remember off the top of my head. What was the Centurions? Yeah. What was their midfield trio and front three? And anyone else in the chat, feel free. I'm genuinely asking. I'm not saying of the level of the Real Madrid or Barcelona ones. I'm just asking in general. I said probably Bayern with Ribery, Lewandowski, Robin, their midfield of Alonso, and two more. I can't remember right now. Let us know in the chat who the two others were, because you might be onto something there. Right?
It was Schweinsteiger.
And who was the other?
It was Schweinsteiger.
Is he talking about their team? Because obviously they had two teams that won trebles, didn't they? Was it Muller?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Hey, Jez, if you're still in the chat, you all know. Let me know about them Bayern travel teams, people. Like, what was their midfield trios and where's Strasbourg, Steve, or Konecki when you need them? One of those three would definitely know.
Yeah.
I'd love to know. Like
Philip Lahmann.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. It's crazy. The team was crazy. For real.
Oh, Silva, Fellini. Yeah, that midfield.
Silva, Fellini. Yeah, okay.
That midfield was so scary.
Yeah. That's not David. That's Bernardo Silva. Bernardo Silva, Fernandinho, Gundo.
Silva
was there. Oh, yeah. That's a bad boy. Yeah. That's crazy. Manta Aguero, David Silva, Sonny. Jesus. Yeah, that is nuts.
Yeah, Muller was in there. Yeah.
Over Muller and who was it, Ryan? It was Muller, and who was the other one?
It was Muller, Alonso was there. Schweinsteiger and Xavi Alonso.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then Lewandowski, Ribery, and Robin.
Brother. Yeah. The team was disgusting.
That's mad. That is mad. It is. Tehachu says, would you say time over for Cass as a starting player? To me, no. I don't think he's done people think he's done. Like, if the new manager says, right, this is the style I'm going to play, and Casemiro fits that, I think he still has enough. I don't think Casemiro has physically deteriorated at the rate people believe he has. I don't think he's much slower, and his legs have gone from this season to the last season. Yeah, I just don't think there's a major difference. I don't think he's gone from whatever his age is, 31 to 32, and all of a sudden he's... I've never watched Casemiro when mobility has been a problem for him. I don't look at that. On the ball has been my issue. That's where the problems lie. I've had more issues with his actual technical ability. And technically, he's good, but it's on the ball I'm looking for him to be better.
I think that's because of injury, though. Ever since he came back from injury, like even before injury, he wasn't that great. But like he really started to stink it up after injury. That's what I think.
And Tehachu says, so would you say it's a tactical issue? Yes, that's why all our players look bad.
100%.
When there's not two or three players you can pinpoint and say they're playing well. As bad as our players are, and as much as I don't rate the vast majority, they are not helped. Because what the manager did last season, which was so good, was mask the deficiencies. That's what you do that's what a system and tactics is supposed to do. Mask the deficiencies of individuals. But ours are just exposed. Because no matter who we play, even Maino's look below par. And no one ain't going to tell me that Maino is a physical issue or it's a technical issue. Everyone agrees Maino is of quality. So why is Maino look below par the past 2 to 3 weeks? Because eventually the system gets you. So him, Cass, everybody there, Bruno, McTominay, Amrabat, all our midfielders look bad. All our defenders look bad. All the attackers look bad. Something's not right. Something ain't right. Flawless and Corey, what's your dream summer transfer and realistic summer transfer for Manchester United? Hey, the dream one is everybody out, new players in. All new.
Give me Olise and Rafael. I have them two as my wingers.
You playing FIFA over there. I said Olise and Rafael.
I'm with it. How about this? I'd even go Barca and take Gundo. If I had to.
I'd take Gundo back to Manchester. Yeah, I should have said. Yeah.
I'll take it back. Like, the guy's still a baller. This is an absolute baller.
In regards to a realistic summer warrior, Dre, I'm looking at the spine first and foremost.
Yeah.
So I like the two. I give Max, because someone asked about Martinez in regards to injury. He needs to stay fit next season. But if Varane and Martinez are our centre backs, I don't have any issue with those two as centre backs. We need more so quality backup to them. But yeah, the goalkeeper, I'm looking at Onana. Midfield, I think we need two midfielders. out of the three and a striker.
Three. I think so in the ideal.
You reckon whoever, or all three starters?
All three starters, yeah.
That's right.
Because I don't think Kobe should be.
Agreed. I was thinking of Kasper. I hear your point.
Like, I don't think he shouldn't be. Like, I want to treat him like how Pep treats Foden.
Foden. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how it should be. Yeah, yeah. Like, Kobe don't need to play every game. Why is he playing every game?
Plays every game? Because he's one of our best players. That's why. And it shouldn't be that case. And to clarify, people, that doesn't mean I don't rate Kobe. But I think he's quality. Yeah. I think Mano's a quality. But I agree with Corey. He should not be your starting week in, week out.
No, so, he's a kid too.
Well, in an ideal world, three midfielders. Because I still think even after that, we need midfielders anyway. Like, we're so short. But the spine of the team. Yeah, that's why I said two out of three. I think we need someone alongside Cass. And then we need a 10, a striker. That's me. And a goal game. And Onana still need a goal.
Could be wingers as well.
Oh, yeah. But I just want to find him. Yeah, Hey, Corey, don't get mistaken. We need a goalkeeper. In regards to the first team, what we need, to me, goalkeeper, two fullbacks, two midfielders,
we two wingers. Well.
I just named eight. That's just first team. And I named eight. Because Warriors J said realistic, I just went with the four. But if you're asking me, I think we need eight new first teamers. Yeah. Eight.
It's mad. It's so mad.
And that's forgetting the squad. If we actually look at the squad, I look at the centre backs. I definitely think we need Maguire and Lindelof need to go. So that's two centre backs right there. Because I like Kambawalo. If Lindelof is the five, that's cool. But you got Luke Shaw actually. So actually one new centre back. So I think we need one new centre back. I don't know what's going on with Malacia, so potentially another left back. I do like Delo, so that's two. Midfield, I think we need another midfielder to back up the six, whoever we signed. I do like Eriksen. He can play in there. That's calm.
Yeah.
I don't like Bruno, but I suppose him as backup. Definitely need two more strikers because you can't just have Hoyland. Well, one more striker, actually, because I already said one for the first team. So that's four backup players. And then... So yeah, I've said 12 players.
I need a left winger to compete with Rashford. Like,
That's why I already said a winger for the eight.
Yeah. I need it to be not like no bias. Like if the other person's performing better than Rashford, Rashford goes on the bench. That is how it should be. Like, and the same with Bruno. I feel like Bruno and Rashford especially don't play well because they know they're playing every game.
I hear that.
They're guaranteed to play every game. They need competition. Like, remember when what was it? Was it Martial? Yeah, Martial. He had competition up top, and then you started to see. I think was it NHS Martial? It was during NHS Martial was dangerous.
NHS Martial was different. That's facts.
It was very, very dangerous. Because I think he was getting competition from Cavani.
Okay, talk about it.
If I'm correct, about it. I think he was. I can't
the child, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because they used to say that about Martial. Like, Lukaku, every time he had competition, he was after Lukaku. Yeah, because Lukaku wasn't here lockdown times, was he?
No, he wasn't there. No, he wasn't there. It was just after Lukaku. So we brought someone else in. I'm pretty sure it was Cavani. Cavani came in, and then we saw NHS Martial under Oli. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
NHS Martial is jokes. The fact that that's a thing is funny.
That was special. Listen, fantasy people know when you had you'd slap Bruno in your side, you'd either put Martial, Rashford, or Greenwood. Like, those four were giving you GA every week. They guaranteed.
Lockdown settings was different, fam.
We were literally dispatching teams on the counter attack.
Different.
Dispatching teams, easy. Any counter attack, just slapping it. Was it Igalo? I don't know, but he came and he just started to perform mad, didn't it? Started performing mad. But yeah, predictions.
It's crazy. Now we'll get to that. I started that for later, 100%. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what else you lot are saying. In the ideal world, I'd be getting one player every position. That's why I'm glad Warrior J asked realistic and non-realistic. Realistically, five. Like I said, right down the spine in regards to two midfield, like Brad, so a goalkeeper, two new midfielders and a striker. But we need much more than that. When I actually put it down in an unrealistic world ideal, that's a 12. And it's probably more. It's probably more. But you lot continue to get your questions in, people. Please just keep them Manchester United related. Make sure you do so. Run up the likes as well. Make sure you subscribe to Big Six Bants as well, which is the channel you can find Corey on. Shout out to all the Big Six Bants gang gang as well. How many likes we have? All right, we're at 22 likes, man. Let's get up to 30 likes. Like check 1212. Make sure you continue to share across all of the socials as well, people. Make sure you do so. What's this about? No, we don't want Cunningham. No. To Ryan, I don't want any more players from Chelsea. I'm good. I say, man said he works well with Money Mace. Hey, take Money Mace back then. You can have him. Take him back. Still can't believe we signed him, but here we are. Can have him back.
I think you should start this weekend, though.
Yeah. You reckon you see City or Chelsea in the final? Probably City, but I want it to be Chelsea because we can beat Chelsea in the final. City's a long day.
Chelsea, yeah, you must. City's a long day. That City. Remember last season? How about this, Flawless? I drove to Birmingham, to meet Montel, and we watched the game together. Like from the first minute, it went when Gundo scored the goal. Like I was just lost. I was so lost. I remember. I think that was the first time Big Six Bands done a like. When everyone's on the same camera, innit?
Okay, yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, we've done that once. We was looking to do that again. But, I don't want City. Because they don't even need to field their best team to smack us, like five past us.
And stylistically, we don't. Not only are they better than, and here's the thing that people get mistaken, not only are they better than us in regards from an individual standpoint as a team and manager, stylistically, we don't match up well with them. Because all of them things I just said apply to Chelsea. But what we've seen in the two Premier League games they've played is Chelsea, for whatever reason, match up well against them. So Chelsea, you must. Because I fancy our chances against Chelsea in the FA Cup final. I think we can beat them.
I think
I won't go as far to say I'm confident, but at least I'm optimistic. Yeah. I say I'm optimistic. But go on.
I would prefer to play Liverpool in the final. If we could, I'd play Liverpool in the final rather than City. If that choice was there, because
yeah,
I feel like
Chelsea. Yeah,
obviously I'd rather play Chelsea than any of them, but Liverpool, if it was Liverpool or City, I'd play Liverpool because I don't know why, I feel like we perform better against Liverpool rather than City, if that makes sense. I think City just have, they have our number.
Yeah, stylistically, they just have us.
They have
us. Yeah, we just don't. So people are like, oh, we need to, listen, before they got knocked out, we need to stop them doing the treble. And I had to just, rub my temples and be like, did you not just watch what happened last year? I feel like I'm talking to Arsenal fans. And they're like, oh, we can do this, that, and the third. And it's like, did you not watch you lot capitulate last season that this in this very month? But you think this going to be this year going to be different. Why? Why?
I don't get it.
And he says, Flawless, real Red Devils would want Manchester City in the final. I know you're trolling Luman, so we're just going to bypass that. Good troll, though. Good troll. For real. Good troll. Ed says, Chelsea have turned up in all Big Six games this season except at OT. They weren't good against us at the bridge. Yeah, they won the game, but they weren't good. No. They so that's why I would like that. But they would fancy their chances against us, and rightfully so. But I wouldn't go as far to say I'm confident if we were to play Chelsea in the final. But I'd have optimism. I'd be like, all right, we can genuinely do this. Go pick up the FA Cup, which would make it a great season because I didn't think that we would be here. But, hey, you end up in the FA Cup final, win the FA Cup, and then boom. Oh, yeah, don't forget about them going Anfield. Yeah, they got battered at Anfield as well. But, hey, that's what I want in the ideal world. I've been saying this for weeks now. For Ten Hag to win the FA Cup and leave, I want him to do the Van Gaal.
Yep.
That's the ideal world.
I agree. I agree, 100%. Go do the Van Gaal.
That's what I'm
looking for. At least you went out with a trophy.
Yeah, go out with a trophy.
Not a lot of managers can do that.
Hey, no manager can do that, man. Certain man,
Jose, everyone else before them, Conte, they went out with nothing. Their brothers went out with nothing.
It's kind of peak. Yeah. FA Cup and leave is the right way to dip. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Shout out to Lou Man still trolling. Well,
Unai out with no trophy for Arsenal.
Who would you say is in a better position going into next season, Chelsea or United?
Chelsea.
I'd say Neville.
I'd say Chelsea.
Well, why would you say Chelsea?
Because I just think that at least they have a style of play. At least they have a style of play. Even though it may not be the best and they can work on it, stop buying young children, but at least they have a style of play. And you actually see it. You can actually see Chelsea's style of play. It may not be the best and their defenders, and they may lapse in concentration, but they have a style of play. We don't have
that. You know what I'd say to that? Who would? I don't think they have a style of play, but what I would say to that is, who would you say is better position? Whoever sacks their manager first.
Yeah.
That's bad, man. Whoever sacks their manager, because Ten Hag's not good enough and Poch is not good enough. So whoever moves on from their manager and has the plan in place and be like, okay, this is what we're going to do next. So whoever sacks their manager first and whoever has the bet, whoever the next managers are for these clubs, because there's no way these two should be in charge. No way these two should be in charge. But we'll see, because I don't trust Ineos to sack Ten Hag. I have no faith in Ineos. They've done nothing to earn my trust. I've been saying this. I've been looking at them with the side eye. As for Chelsea, it's the same thing with Poch. Awful. How he's still in the job, I don't know. But Chelsea fans are probably thinking the same. Win the FA Cup and leave.
Yep.
Yeah. And Daniel's saying that United, because if we scam an FA Cup and six, he's keeping him. Like, if Chelsea finish win an FA Cup and six and they keep him, your body serious? Because people have said that to me. Oh, I don't want Manchester United to win the trophy, win the FA Cup, because then that means Ten Hag will stay. And I've said, if Ineos and the board are looking at it and going, we're only going to keep Ten Hag. If they're waiting on FA Cup results, then we're screwed anyway. If they're waiting on that. If that's determining whether Ten Hag plays, so forget all the previous performances and shocking results and where we are in the league and how we still got a minus goal difference and if they're depending on just the FA Cup to say Ten Hag staying, screwed anyway. That should not be the mindset.
But I feel like that's why links of us going with managers is coming out, because I don't think, well, hopefully, I pray that we're, you know, looking at managers as well, because I feel that their decision should have been made weeks ago.
Already, yes.
Weeks ago, months ago, sorry.
Been. Yes.
Before you even bought Manchester United.
Should have definitely been made, I agree. Should have definitely have been made by now, without doubt. Because I'm looking here, just at United's fixtures. Because obviously we play Coventry, then Sheffield United at home in midweek, then Burnley at home, Palace away, Arsenal at home, Newcastle at home. Yeah, and then that's it. And then is that friendly? Or have we played Brighton away already? We played Brighton away this season.
No, we haven't. We played Brighton.
Okay, that's the last game, okay, so that's the last game of the season then. Would you look at on paper, Sheffield United at home, Burnley at home. Them two are favourable fixtures. Palace away will be tough, of course. Arsenal at home, of course, will be tough. Newcastle at home will be tough. Brighton away at home will be tough. And the reason why I was just looking at our fixtures is because H asked about where do you think United end up finishing? Six? I think that's what it is. I think six. Where do you think we'll finish, Corey?
Seventh.
You reckon we'll finish seventh? Who do you reckon catches us? You reckon Chelsea do it?
Yeah. Sadly, yeah.
The reason why I don't, because I think they lose to Arsenal on Tuesday. And I think we beat Sheffield United the day after.
I think they draw with Arsenal, man.
When they draw. Because either draw points.
Is about to be so funny.
Talk about it.
I can't wait. I can't wait, because there's no way you can be like someone. Oh, I can't remember who. I was watching something and someone said, being the best team for 30 games is not good enough. You can't be the best team for 30 games. Like, winning 30 games puts you in a position to actually go win a trophy. It doesn't actually win the trophy. So, yes, you know, it's all great that you're the best team for the majority of the season. But if you're not winning anything, I don't actually care, because that just means you bottled it because you were the best team for 30 games. That's just how it looks.
You're right. You know?
So, yeah, I would say, and I think Chelsea are gaining momentum as well. They're looking better. Well, I think Palmer's just looking even better, if I'm being honest.
It's just Palmer.
Palmer's just looking better. Mm-hmm. And, like, will he carry them? Because he's been carrying them already. Without Palmer, Chelsea would be like 13th, 14th. I actually believe that. So lucky they got Palmer. Like,
yeah.
You should be thanking your lucky stars you got him. They are unbelievably shit, I'll be honest. If we had someone like Palmer in our side, I feel like we'd be in top four.
Oh, definitely. Because what we lack is going forward is goals. You know what I'm saying? And your goals. And to Matai United, who says, "Flawless, be less scared of our neighbors, brother. Be strong." I'm not scared. I'm just not stupid.
Yeah.
Because Matai, you don't have us beaten. If we would, let's say City beat Chelsea and we beat Coventry, you don't have Manchester United beating City in the final. You didn't have us beating them in the away game at Etihad this season. You didn't have us beating them at home. You didn't have them beating us. You didn't have Manchester United winning the FA Cup final. So that's one game to this season that have happened in the Premier League four. So why am I scared and you agree with me? Again, I'm just not stupid. That's all it is. I'm not going to be blinded by my love for my football club. It's not scared. Yeah. It's not stupid. They have our number. We don't beat them. Simple as that.
Forget.
Let's see what else you like. Hey, run up the likes though, people. Continue to run up the likes. Please hit the subscribe button as well. If you are hit the notification bell, please subscribe to Big Sis Bants. We will be closing out in the next 5 to 10 minutes or so, people. So let's see what else you lot are saying in the chat. I'm just scrolling as we speak. Lineup, actually. Let's go there, Corey. Lineup. Your lineup. What would you go with?
Who's available again? Do you know?
He's not available. So they said McTominay and Antony are back. So the only unavailables are Shaw, Martinez, Lindelof, Varane. That's it. Everybody else is available. So just the centre backs and Shaw.
I'd play Cambala and Varane again.
Nah, Varane's injured.
Yeah. So it's got to be Cambala and who? Maguire.
It has to be those two. Lindelof's injured, Varane's injured, Martinez is injured, Shaw's injured.
So, okay. Damn. So, Maguire and Cambala, obviously, Wan-Bissaka and Dalot. I think, in my personal opinion, I'd play Kobe, Casemiro, and Mount in the midfield. And then I'd play Garnacho, Antony, and Hoyland.
That's fair. Only change I'd make to that, I'd play the exact same team, apart from, instead of Mount, I'd put Eriksen in. That's it.
Oh, yeah. I hear that.
That's the only other change I'd make. But other than that, trying to think, the front three. No, I'd play, you know what? Diallo played in the championship last season. He played in championship opposition. I'd probably start him. Play Diallo from the, Diallo from the left, Antony from the right, Hoyland up top. Something, obviously, people, Ten Hag is not picking that. Ten Hag is not, but we pick what we would draw with. The back five picks itself pretty much because of injuries. The midfield, like I said, Casemiro, Mano, Eriksen, I'm going with. And then the front three that I mentioned, he'll probably go with, though. The back five we mentioned, it'll be Mano, Casemiro, Bruno. And then it'll be Rashford, Garnacho, Hoyland. That's what I'll play. 110%, that's what the manager will play. But hey, Manchester United, you must. That's all I would say.
You must. You
must on Sunday. You must. There's no way that we cannot win this game.
Why are we even thinking about the possibility of us losing?
Because we know Manchester United. That's why, Corey.
Oh, why am I even thinking about that? This should just be a straight win. No conversations.
We know what Manchester United are capable of. And what we are capable of is losing this game. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows.
Oh, weird joke.
Everybody knows we are really capable. That's why if we lost, it wouldn't be a shock.
Yeah.
People would laugh and bants and we'd be annoyed and upset or angry or whatever the case may be, but we wouldn't be shocked. You know?
No, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. Shocked. Right, terrible.
You've got bottle jeans in us. Runs through the whole club at the moment.
So mad. Flawless, I got the right video for this moment. One sec. Yeah, go on, just send through whatever the video is on. I'll share it. All right. And I'll send it through. All I care about now is beating Arsenal. Is that from us from gaming? Is that, are you a United fan? Are you Chelsea fan? That was no. But that game does now mean less, because I think Arsenal are out of it anyway. But I still think it'll be a drop. I don't think they'll be out. And I really couldn't care less where we finish in the league. Couldn't care. Whether it's sixth, whether it's seventh, whether it's eighth. Let's just get, this is one of the two games I care about left. It was this one. And also that home game to Arsenal. And if we get past Coventry, it'll be the final. Oh, United fan, Fez. Nah, remember, we need to get to this final. When is the actual final? What is the date for the final? Anyhow, we don't get there. Anyhow, we do not get there. Anyhow. There we are.
Yeah, it's actually a joke.
Yeah, I'm just having a look now about FA Cup final. Because it is... Oh, it's the 25th of May. Yeah, so okay. 25th for me.
Okay, not too far.
So yeah, it's literally just over a month away. Oh yeah, do the business. That's what we do. For you. I'm saying, do the business. But we are gonna close out, people. Love to everyone that's locked in. Please make sure you run up the likes, hit the subscribe button. Corey, let them know what's coming up on Big Six Bands, where they can find you over the weekend, all that good stuff.
We actually got a stream in about 45 minutes.
Okay, love that.
But another stream Saturday. No streaming from Big Six Bands from what I remember. Maybe Montel made a stream on his own. Sunday, obviously the roundup to see how everyone's done. Hopefully I'm a bit happier that we're in the final. But yeah, you can follow me on the socials, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, it's all the same. Craig Corey, it's all there. Yeah, man. Fullest, love having me on as well, bro.
Yeah, man, every time, man. I'm literally just trying to tag up Big Six Bands in the socials. But one of the mods dropped the link in the chat. I am going to check it now, Jez. Give me 1 second. There we go. Big Six Bands. There we go. So, yeah, Big Six Bands. The link is in the title, people. So just click the link, open up a new tab. Let me see what it is. Clubs today. Yeah. There'll be clubs later on today. H, I need to message all you, man, still, because I know it is playoff season on Pro Club. So, yeah, we're going to pattern that. We are going to pattern that 100% without doubt. Hey, Edgy, big up as well. Let me see what Jez has sent me just before we close out as well. Let's see. Hold up. What's this video? What's this you sent me? What is this, Jez?
What's Listen this? To everybody. Nobody believes in you. What are you prepared to do about it? Don't let no one come into your house. Take your meal. Do what you need to do today. I'm not nervous. I'm just telling you.
Facts. Let me save the download that video. That's it. Hey, United, you must show us up and get us to a final. So we got something to look forward to. And yes, H, it is playoff season all around. In regards to what I've got coming up later today on the channel, 11 p.m. people, last crossover of the... No, it's not even the last crossover of the week. The last crossover of the working week, I should say. Manchester United Liverpool show. Man Name United podcast analysis at Anfield podcast. So myself and all the Liverpool lot will be talking about them going out to Atalanta and if their Premier League faint title hopes are still alive as they travel to Fulham on Sunday. Then following that, H mentioned it in the chat, you will get some form of playoffs probably. Not sure what time, maybe 12:30. Keep a lookout for that on the Sarcasm City TV Gaming YouTube channel. And then following that, people, we're live on the playback for the final playing game. It is the New Orleans Pelicans versus the Sacramento Kings. That is for the 8th spot, and that is 2:30 a.m. UK time. That's 2:30 a.m. UK time. And people, if you're feeling down or you're feeling sad and you're like, yo, you've not had the best day, or maybe you've not had the best week, or you're not looking forward to the weekend, or your team's gone out of the Champions League in terrible fashion, or your team went out in the Champions League on penalties, or your team went out of Europa League to the sixth place, or your team went... Or your team went out to the sixth place team in Serie A. Or maybe you've seen your title hopes, your Premier League title hopes, and your European title hopes over in 4 or 5 days. Or maybe it stemmed from last week, where you've seen not only your European hopes and your domestic hopes both ended. At least you didn't say this dumb shit on the internet.
By the way, but here can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
Right, okay. Big up the panel. I thought. Yes, and just to clarify, people, don't forget your 16 out of 10 t-shirts are available, people. SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. That is SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. The link is in the pinned comment. Two different designs, four different colors, all at the great price of £16.10. Limited edition, and only for this time at that price only. So once they're gone, it will be the 16th of May, and we close the shop, people. The tees will be gone at that price, and we'll bring it back at a later date. But hey, love to everyone that's locked in, man. You lot are real ones. Salute. Big up. Let me know who's live. Actually, let me see who's live. I think Lewis is live. I'm going to redirect to Lewis if that's the case. Let me just double check before we do indeed close out. Oh, no, yeah. Let me not forget as well, people. We are available on all audio platforms. So Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you listen to music, type Sarcasm TV, and this show, an audio on the channel, will pop up right there. Spotify, follow us and 5-star us. Same with iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you 5-star us on SoundCloud. Hit us with follow. Steve is live, so we're going to redirect to Steve. So just 16/10 rate. That's how we from Sarcasm City TV, people. That's in what indeed we do. I was gonna add one more thing as well. Make sure you hit the like button and subscribe over to Steve's channel as well. But love to everyone that's locked in. This has been the Mandem United podcast live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Sit down to United.